Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is our spiritual breakfast. This on a Jumu'ah, you know, we have Mufti Muhammad Aku Sahab Damat Barakatuh, alhamdulillah. And he will be our guest for the next half an hour or less than that now. Alhamdulillah, giving us beautiful advice. Let's welcome Mufti Sahab on this day, the last day of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, Allah reward you for giving us the opportunity.
Alhamdulillah.
How are you doing? All well?
Gee, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. My brother, when he went for Umrah, he bought for me this oud. So I said, today I'll bring it and I'll burn it here. And alhamdulillah.
Oh,
so right now we just put it on, alhamdulillah. We said,
virtual meeting. Fragrance there, mashallah.
It's a virtual meeting. So we have to make it, we have to add to it, you know.
Subhanallah. I must switch on mine also because Ajib, there was a brother here from Saudi, he came to visit. He's out in Allah's way, and he brought some lovely wood also. So, good you reminding me. I must, after this, inshallah, put that one on here too, inshallah.
One teacher, Mufti Sahab knows him probably, Hazrat Suleiman Choksi, Damat Barakatuh. He would.
Oh, your brother?
No, my teacher, our teacher.
Gigi, Hazrat Suleiman Sahab, Gigi, our Ustad, mashallah.
So, one day in class, someone put some perfume, like maybe Hugo Boss or one of these. He was so, his whole face color changed because he didn't enjoy that smell. And he said, why, who did this here? And it was like, since that day, even, you know, our teachers, they have such an effect on us that I've got one Hugo Boss bottle from previous times. He's just sitting there. I'm thinking, now what must I do with this? Because I've lost interest for that smell. But when you used to burn... So one of the students, our colleagues, used to burn oud. Then you just see a whole different... He was totally elated, happy and excited. So,
Allah.
Alhamdulillah.
Amazing, man.
Gee.
Amazing. The righteous love, everything according to sunnah, and natural and pure. MashaAllah. There was a sahabi also, radiallahu anhu. He would kindle fragrance on a Thursday evening or on a Friday in the beautiful masjid of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that sahabi was none other than Nu'aym. Nu'aym radiallahu anhu. Al-Mujammir. So they gave him the title Mujammir that he used to put this beautiful fragrance from the Mijmar. He used to light it. Mujammir is to kindle it. So probably it's similar to the Bakhur. And mashallah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would also have that on a Friday, mashallah.
Gee, and it's so beautiful to see that many people, they of our pious seniors, they have this love for that beautiful smell and beautiful fragrance. And that was even the narration of Nasai, Hubbiba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hubbiba ilayya nisa wa tib, that tib, that perfume is beloved to me.
MashaAllah. True.
Mufti Sahab, today is the last day of Rabiul Awwal. And I'm sure you've got some events which you want to share with us, inshallah.
Hazrat Mala, I wanted to, one is, I wanted to just complete with the hijrah that took place. Few people in the business have met on the hijrah, but I actually prepared some events in Rabi'ul Akhir. So, can we just mention a little bit about the Rabi'ul Awwal? And then as Rabi'ul Akhir comes in, some historical events that our listeners can maybe take some notes of. And also, enjoy those historical events for the coming month. Is that okay, Ma?
Definitely. I see Rabiul Akhir is filled with Masjid al-Aqsa and so many conquers of Masjid of Palestine by the Muslimin, the way they can regain power in that. So, inshallah, that's
MashaAllah, I see you're also reading up your history, MashaAllah. I like that.
we're learning from you, Mufti Sahab.
No, Allah, JazakAllah khairan for your encouragement, Ma'ala. Barakallahu feekum. So, alhamdulillah, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned recently, and jazakumullah khairan for the opportunity and the platform, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook this journey of hijrah in this month. The last few days of Safar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave with Hazrat Abu Bakr. Then, on the first of Rabiul Awwal, they journeyed and they went and they took a different route. En route, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had amazing events where they met different people. But what's interesting in all these meetings with people that our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met, whoever he met, he influenced them positively. So there's an event where Suraqa bin Malik bin Ju'shum from the Banu Mudlaj clan, he was actually sitting with a few of his friends, and they were busy in something like a pub. And few people, they had this discussion. But you know, there's a reward. There's an award of 100 camels for anyone who finds Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Abu Bakr dead or alive. And then they're discussing this, how nice it will be to receive these 100 camels. And that's valuable money. That was the most valuable commodity in the damn day. That's why when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if one person gets hidayah through you, this was an address to Ali radiallahu anhu, and in turn the ummah, if one person gets hidayah through you, it's more valuable than the highest pedigree camel, min humrin na'am. So Sahaba understood this because they knew this pedigree. It was the most valuable commodity ever. So sometimes we would lack the understanding of just the basic translation of what that means. But Sahaba appreciated it. They knew how great it is to become the means of somebody and somebody's hidayah. That's why we'll see throughout the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba kiram, radiallahu anhum, there was so much of effort to guide people individually and collectively. Like here now, en route, Suraqa, here, someone in that discussion said, you know, I saw people taking another route on the coastal route, and there were a few of them, and he describes. Suraqa then tries to brush it off, not wanting them to lay chase. But he then quietly, stealthily, while the others were drinking, escaped, prepared his conveyance, his spear, and he darted in that direction. This is in the Sahih Bukhari. And as he's charging in the direction of where those few were described to him. And Hazrat Abu Bakr said, I was worried for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes I would worry that they could be from behind coming to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's called talab in Arabic, laying chase. So I would stand behind Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But sometimes it would cross my mind, what if they awaiting our Nabi in ambush ahead? That's called rasad. So I would then go in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr was restless like this. And then he describes, what was Allah's Nabi doing? Allah's Nabi was calm. And he was reciting Quran, subhanAllah. So all the time, Allah give us tawfiq. Quran is the greatest gift of Allah, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's beloved, with his reciting Quran. جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. How beautiful. Allah gives a special protection through the Quran. Even when the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah, Allah ta'ala says that when you didn't throw, but Allah threw. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reciting the Quran Kareem, and in the Suraqa arrives from behind, and as he's darting, galloping at full throttle, his horse hooves fall into the ground, and this happened repeatedly. At the end, Allahu Akbar, Suraqa realized that this man is mahfuz, is protected by Allah. He apologized, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pardoned him, and then he said, can I offer you of any service? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take his ikram, but he said that I even have a flock further on. You can take what you want from there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned it down as well. But then Suraqa wanted some ikram. He says, would you write for me a document? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his akhlaq. This man comes to try and put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr in trouble. But he makes a request, and Allah's Nabi gets it written for him. A letter of amnesty when he does finally come. SubhanAllah. And in that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you're returning and you see others coming this way, brush them off. And as he returns, Abu Jahl sees him, and the other mushrikeen see him. He says, no, I went this route. You won't find anything. Then there was a voice from the unseen. And this voice was resounding in Makkah. And this happened after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on this route. And he went to a couple by the name of Ummu Ma'bad and Abu Ma'bad. Abu Ma'bad wasn't there. So Ummu Ma'bad was a very hospitable person. And her good quality of hospitality became the means of her hidayah. Because she actually apologized to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the group, saying, you know, I wish I had anything left. Even my stall that I have, there's nothing left. Otherwise, I would have given you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the sincerity in her. And then he said that, can I milk this little goat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, oh Allah's Nabi, this goat is too weak. It will give you nothing. The Prophet said, would you allow me to try? And obviously she agreed, and he milked it, and to their utter consternation and their shock, that it milked and gushed forth with milk. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave his sati, he drank, and he called for her son and sent for her as well inside, filled a bucket for her. And she described him later on when her husband came. She said, you know, I've seen an amazing man, ظاهرٌ وضاءٌ, bright, amazing, beautiful, أبلج الوجه, لم تعبه فجلة ولم تدري به صعلة, وسيم قسيم سواء البطن والصدر. You know, she described him, إن قال تبادر, إن قال استمعوا إلى قوله وإن أمر تبادروا إلى أمره. She described Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Sahaba around him, how they listened to him, how they conformed, how they understood his character, his awe, the tone of his voice, the beautiful, the beauty of his beautiful countenance, his hair, his eyebrows. She saw him, and then she describes him in such an amazing way. Anyway, after this event, there was a verse, some verses of poetry heard resounding in the environs of Makkah. Historians say that this is a report that happened, but who said it? It seems that the malaika or the righteous jinn were rendering these words. Jazallahu rabbun nasi khayra jazaihi rafiqain qala khaymatay ummi ma'badi huma nazalaha bilhuda fahtadat bihi faqad faza man amsa rafiqa muhammadi. The words say that may Allah reward in abundance of good the two friends, the two close friends. Now, there were a few more, Amir and Abdullah bin Uraiqit, but the main two was Rasulullah SAW and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the two special friends who spent Qailula. They rested in the afternoon by the tents of Ummu Ma'bad. They were there, and then they stayed there for a while, and then she got hidayah through them, fahtadat bihi. And then the verse said, فَقَدْ فَازَ مَنْ أَمْسَى رَفِيقَ مُحَمَّدِي. Successful is he who becomes the friend, the rafiq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the words say, فَيَا لَقُصَيٌّ مَا زَوَى اللَّهُ عَنْكُمُ بِهِ مِنْ فِعَالٍ لَا تُجَازَى وَسُؤْدُدِي لِيَهْنِ بَنِي كَعْبٍ مَقَامُ فَتَاتِهِمْ وَمَقْعَدُهَا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَرْصِدِي. And the words say, يَا لَقُصَيْ, O the Arab, O the people of Mecca, O Qusay, O Quraysh, what has happened to you? How have you become so severely, badly deprived? What has deprived you that such a blessing has been taken away from you? What have you perpetrated of ingratitude and ungratefulness and defiance of this favor of Allah? The presence of the beloved of Allah was among you. What did you do that Allah took him away? And this is a lesson for us. What a gift Allah has given us, the gift of deen, the gift of iman, the gift of a'mal. When there's a jamaat in the masjid, it's a gift of Allah. When our children are learning Quran, it's a gift of Allah. When we have guests at home, it's a gift of Allah. And sometimes it will happen that we no more get guests. We no more get jamaats. There's no jamaats knocking our door. Sometimes it will be, they won't, you know, Allah save us. Our children will go to universities, but they won't be, we won't hear them learning the Quran. Why? Let's analyze. Were we ungrateful when Allah afforded us such opportunities? So what if we had to wake up early and help our children with their sabak early in the morning? That's what it is about. The environment of the home has to change when the children, when we want to bring deen in our home, ta'aleem in our home, iman and amal in our home. And then imagine if Allah blesses us with the opportunity, use your car, take the jamaat, take them here, take them there for Allah's pleasure. What an opportunity. Take the pious people, take the ulama kiram, join in the works of deen. Sit in. When we appreciate, Allah increases us. Here the address is, why has Allah taken away this bounty from you? And then the word said, لِيَهْنِ بَنِي كَعْبٍ. Congratulations to Banu Ka'b. مَقَامُ فَتَاتِهِمْ. The position and the stance of their daughter. Who does the word refers to? Banu Ka'b. And who from Banu Ka'b? Hazrat Ummu Ma'bad. Wa maq'aduha lilmu'minina bimarsidi. And the verse says, she stays there awaiting believers. And as believers used to go by, she used to stop them. And what she used to do? She wasn't even a Muslim yet. He used to say, you're not travelers, and I can see you are Allah's people, the people of the Almighty. Please come, stay by me. Here, this, I got the separate section. You know, she had two huts, and she used to give for the righteous Sahaba Kiram. Every Sahabi is righteous. She used to give the pious people, meaning the Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum, place to stay. And then as Sahaba were traveling with her, at this time, Sahaba were making hijrah. She was making the ikram. And whatever she had in her tuck shop, she used to serve them. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, through this, Allah gave her hidayah. What about, ask these jamaats going paddle, how many lovely, good non-Muslims there are. When these jamaats meet them in the bundus and in the jungles, and subhanAllah, good, good human beings. And they're so kind to the jamaat. These people are looking for the truth. They're looking for people, but there's nobody to take the truth to them. Because you and I are too busy in our everything else. Here, وَمَقْعَدُهَا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَرْصِدِي. She used to wait in ambush. For what? For opportunities to do for Allah's people. When Allah's people come to our masjid, don't take it as a burden. Now, they are guests in the masjid. Sometimes there's youth in the jamaat. Sometimes maybe they won't. They'll be. But think, these are brothers coming to our masjid to fill our masjid. It's a ni'mah of Allah to take them home to make the ikram. It's not an opportunity to think, oh, there are these people again. Oh, we just had a jamaat yesterday. So what if you had a jamaat yesterday? You don't want more musallis in your masjid? You don't want more people to come to Allah? You don't want more people to get barakah, more people to be met and be to hear about Allah? How many non-Muslims will get hidayat also? وَمَقْعَدُهَا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَرْصِدِي. She was awaiting in ambush. Wait for Allah's people and yearn for Allah's people. Yearn to do for Allah's people. Jazakumullah khairan. So we were saying, Hazrat Ummu Ma'bad used to await believers in ambush. فَإِنَّهَا وَمَقْعَدُهَا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَرْصِدِ. When pious people were passing, she used to stop them. And she used to say, please, come to my place. Come to my home. This was her akhlaq and her character that she wanted to do for Allah's people. And that's the request. When there's opportunities to do for Allah's people, we should seize these opportunities, not thinking we're doing Allah a favor, but believing that Allah, you are blessing us with this favor, that you don't need us, but we need you. And then the verse of poetry that was rendered in Makkah said, لِيَهْنِ بَنِي كَعْبٍ مَقَامُ فَتَاتِهِمْ وَمَقْعَدُهَا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَرْصِدِي سَلُوا أُخْتَكُمْ عَنْ شَاتِهَا وَإِنَائِهَا فَإِنَّكُمُ إِنْ تَسْأَلُوا الشَّاتَ تَشْهَدِي. Ask your sister, meaning ask Ummu Ma'bad about her shat and about her container. What is that verse referring to? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam milked her shat, her little goat, her little sheep, and it gave, it couldn't give milk, but it started giving milk. And from that day onward, that sheep, little goat, gave milk every day to the family of Hazrat Ummu Ma'bad. The barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the verse says, if you don't want to ask her, go see the shat for yourself. فَإِنَّكُمُ إِن تَسْأَلُوا الشَّاتَ تَشْهَدِي. If you have to go ask that sheep also, it will show you how. Then Hazrat Ummu Ma'bad was asked later on, because she embraced Islam through that event, her and her husband. They asked her that, we heard this goat, the little sheep of yours gives milk every day. She said, yes indeed, every day. Then years later they asked her, for how long this carried on? She said, no, it's carrying on. Every day it's giving us, morning and evening, a large amount of milk. And years later, they asked her, the drought, Hazrat Umar's time, 18 years later, there was a drought. Did that goat or that sheep give you milk? She said, indeed, Allah's Nabi's sheep gave us milk. During that drought also, when no one had food, that Mubarak one was giving us. So, Allahu Akbar, that became a means of the hidayat of that family, and they carried on. Alhamdulillah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr. Then on the way they met Hazrat Buraidah bin Husayb, radiallahu anhu. He was also trying to capture them, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him. And this is such an amazing habit to have. Somebody wants to do wrong, but analyze him quickly and greet him beforehand. Now imagine you see someone, he's approaching you, and you greet him quickly. Automatically, he'll start, you know, worrying. He'll lose his composure. That this person is greeting me. Greet that person with a smile. How are you, brother? What's your name? My name is so-and-so. Now, automatically, what he was planning to do, you know, he gets affected. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called Hazrat Buraydah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him dawah. He was so touched. He said, I'm going to give dawah to my people. If they come, I'll bring them. If they're not ready, I'm coming myself. This is what it is, my brothers. This is what it is, O Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Work on others. Work on our children. Work on our families. Work on our friends. Bring them to Allah's deen. Bring them to the fikr of deen. If they want to come, mashallah, bring them. If they don't come, we still go. Try and make an effort to bring others to an environment and bring others into a good environment and don't become like others. Make others, we can't say make others like us. What are we? We are nothing. Make others like Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. And we must aspire to become like Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. But don't become like others. So we should affect every environment positively and don't take, we should affect every environment positively and don't take effect from any environment. And what will help us do this is Dawat. Our elders told us, our pious ulama, agar hum da'i nahi honge, to mat'u banenge. If we don't give Dawat, we will be mat'u. If we're not inviters to Allah, we will take effect from the invitation of the forces of batil. But talking about Allah, inviting to Allah, Allah will give us the energy. Try it out. You went to work. You lethargic, this, that, whatever. Just talk about Allah to anyone. Automatically, you will feel energy. You will get rejuvenated. You will get inspired. You will get strengthened. You don't know where the energy will come from. This is the power of Dawat. And now when we give Dawat, the shayateen run away. This is the effect of just talking about Allah, introducing Allah to one person. And Hazrat Buraydah then returned with his community. They experienced the Isha prayer with Janabi Rasulullah. Today, Jumu'ah, call a few of your friends. Take them, let them experience the beauty, beautiful environment of the masjid. Alhamdulillah. And then they carried on. They get to one place where someone recognized Hazrat Abu Bakr. He knew them because Hazrat Abu Bakr, some of his children, suckled there in their childhood. So they knew Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr was quite famous. And then few people, when they asked Hazrat Abu Bakr, who's this with you? So Hazrat Abu Bakr, he didn't want news to go to Makkah of where they are, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. So he said, this is my guide. And what they understood is, this is a guide taking me to my destination or I'm going somewhere. But Hazrat Abu Bakr meant, Allah's Nabi is our guide to Allah and to salvation and to success in this world and the next. This was the wisdom of Hazrat Abu Bakr, subhanallah. Akhlaq and ikram. And then, on the way, they asked this certain person who Hazrat Abu Bakr knew, a contact of Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr was a prominent businessman, and he used all his contacts for Allah's deen. Respected businessman, prominent person, entrepreneur, doctor, lawyer, physician, scientist, mayor, judge, whoever, whatever Allah made you, it's from Allah, use it for Allah. Allah ke liye. Use it for Allah. Use that position, that status to help the oppressed and uplift Allah's deen. When they asked this person directions, he gave them different directions. One route had a gang, two gang leaders who stayed there. And they were used to attacking people, robbery. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to that man, Khudh bina alayhima, take me to meet those gangsters. Allah, study the report. Sa'ad was the dalil on this occasion. He knew that route. Sa'ad. This is another Sa'ad, not Sa'ad Nabi Waqqas or Sa'ad bin Malik. He's known as Sa'ad al-Dalil. He took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to meet those gangsters. And Allah's Nabi spoke to the gangsters about Allah. He invited them to Allah. He introduced Allah to them. At the end, you know, they would say, really, we've understood now that nahnu muhana qawm. We are despicable, despised people, useless, worthless. Allah's Nabi said, no, you change your life and you accept the truth when it comes. Bal antum al mukraman. You are the noblest. This is how Allah's Nabi made people feel special and they changed their lives. So let us also, alhamdulillah, learn from our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and aspire to inspire. One person. Every one of us can do something. Each one can teach one. Each one can make a difference. Don't say, what difference would it make? No, it will. Try. We are here for a short time. This could be our last day. Let's make a difference somewhere, respected ummah, my brothers, my sisters, my mothers, my fathers, my children, every one of us can do it. Allah give us tawfiq. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Jazakumullah khairan for the opportunity.
Jazakumullah khairan. Mufti Saab, make dua for us as well. Assalamu alaikum.